Hi, good morning. It's Monday. It's the 26th of July, and it's Life Church Lichfield's daily podcast. I mentioned the date specifically because by next weekend we'll be entering the month of August, and so we are going to have no podcast during August. On Friday, Ness will be doing the last one for the immediate future. Have a break in August, and then in September, we're just going to have a look at how we're going to shape it moving forward. But enjoy this week. And this morning, I sort of want to talk to you really about, I think, a very famous quote that many of you, certainly if you're Christians, might have heard some preacher somewhere or other quote. But let me give you a bit of a story first. I was talking to somebody recently, and we were talking about when we first met Jesus, first became Christians. And how everything was almost fanatically spiritual. And he was saying how it got so deeply spiritual that if his other half asked if he wanted a sandwich, his immediate reply was something like, "No, I have the bread of life." And his own admission is that he thinks he went a little bit over the top with the over spiritual responses to everything that was asked or suggested to him. But let me get to this quote. Saint Francis of Assisi. You'll know that he's written a few things that have been quoted over the years. And I'm told that he's famous for chatting with squirrels. I don't know where that's come from. But a quote that's often attributed to him is this: "At all times, preach the gospel. If necessary, use words." Now, I'm led to believe that he never actually said that specific statement. What he apparently is attributed is to say is all the friars should preach by their deeds. And also, another time he said, "There is no use walking anywhere to preach if your walking isn't your preaching." He was actually somebody who did use words a lot of the time, which some might say almost contradicts a little bit of what he was saying. It said that in some days he would visit five villages to talk to people about Jesus. So he truly was a public speaker and used words a lot to express his faith and his love for God. I think the problem is that the famous statement, "At all times, preach the gospel. If necessary, use words," has been a reason to excuse Christians in their silence. I like the spirit of what he's saying, but what I would say is that there is a time to speak. There is a time when we have to give a reason for the hope that is within us, and that will involve words. I was brought up in a church, you know, back in the sort of 70s, and as a late teenager coming to faith as a sort of 13, 14-year-old, I was invited to speak in what was known as the open air. So I can't remember if it was every Saturday or every other Saturday or once a month. We were going to our local shopping area, no microphones, and six or eight of us would just stand there, full volume, screaming our brains out, and we would share the little bit that we knew in our understanding of the gospel. And we'd share a little bit of testimony, I suppose, as to why we go to church and why we have met Jesus in the way that we have. The gospel, I think, has always been a sort of, I suppose, what you call today a show and tell. So there are words involved, but I want to see your lifestyle as well. I don't want you to just simply proclaim that you're a follower of Christ without me seeing some of the, I suppose, evidence of being a follower of Christ. And that's where my challenge is today on this Monday morning for the week ahead. Let's be people of both. Let's take both halves of the words of Francis of Assisi. Let's use words, but let's be walkers of the gospel. Let people see the evidence with our lives, our behavior, our response, and let them hear something of the truth of what our lifestyle leads towards. Come on, Let's say, share Jesus in word and in deed. Jesus did it that way. He was the miracle worker who spoke often. May we be true imitators of him. Making a great day, making a great week. Carpe diem.